This July 4th at Lowe's, get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, save $80 on a select Charbroil Performance Series gas grill. Now $299. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on a chilling episode of Real Ghost Stories Online that will make you want to drive your car to a Starbucks, fill up 10 large barrels of pumpkin spice latte, drain them into your bathtub, and then bathe your skin in the sweet autumn spices of Starbucks every day for the next 31 days. Trust me, my corpse is literally embalmed at pumpkin spice latte. If you ever want to dig me up, I'll show you what happens when a young man grows up in a house known to have some devilish energy around it. What happens when that energy escapes and follows this innocent soul, tormenting and even physically attacking him? We'll find out today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. 855-853-4802. Call that number 24/7 and share your real ghost stories with us. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's the other way you can share with us. Love to hear your ghost stories. realghoststoriesonline.com. Or if you are with us on Facebook, you can always send stories there as well. And check out this. If you want the archive, which is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, you can get that at ghostpodcast.com. All the episodes completely commercial free. You also get advanced episodes of the show. You get our EPP bonus episodes as well. Extra podcast person. That's what EPP stands for. You get so many extras when you become an extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com. Or through the Patreon app, just search Real Ghost Stories Online, all four words, including online, Real Ghost Stories Online, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories and sign up. $5 a month to access to all that stuff, and that support is what keeps this program afloat and has been for the past almost 10 years. It is Tony and Harper with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, we just got back from a fun, little weekend trip to Hot Springs.
Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's an interesting town, to say the least.
Kind of creepy, not gonna lie.
And I like that. I think they kind of play that vibe up a little bit. But we went there last year for... And just stayed over on a quick little trip with my parents. And then we went back again this last weekend. And it went to a totally different part of town. Part of town I'd never seen before. The whole downtown area I'd never been to. And it was really neat. The architecture, the way everything was set up. It was just really, really cool. A lot of Art Deco type things and Spanish type architecture, but a lot of it completely abandoned.
The
storefronts in the downtown, pretty filled up, which was awesome. I really enjoyed walking around there. It was a neat town. I don't have anything to complain about of that town, but I got a weird vibe there.
I did too. And it was more so around this like Dana Barrett's looking apartment building.
Yeah, there was. There was an old building. It was once the tallest building in the state of Arkansas, and now it's abandoned. I think someone bought it, and I think they're starting to look at renovating it. It looked a lot like Dana Barrett's apartment building in Ghostbusters, but all the windows kind of open or broken, and you really wanted to go up there and take a look at it, but you couldn't get in. But there was that there. I don't know. I mean, that just, it looked ominous.
I saw something.
I get in a weird vibe as I got closer to Hot Springs and as I leave Hot Springs. And I don't know what it is or why it is. It's just kind of a heaviness. It's kind of a weirdness.
Yeah.
I feel off.
I really felt it.
Maybe it's something to do with the springs. I don't know. But again, it was a neat town. And it's a town I want to like, but I just feel uncomfortable. Yeah. So anyway.
I saw something in the hotel we were staying at.
What did you see?
We were walking down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
At this like really like fancy like looking door at the end of the hallway, probably like mm-hmm. a super suite or something. I saw this apparition, a white, clear apparition, not like a dark apparition. It was weird.
I didn't see it.
You didn't, but I told you about it, and we used like our little app thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it said runner.
Yeah, it was interesting, but we didn't get much else out of the app with it telling us anything.
I mean, like, when I saw it, I ran to you, so mm-hmm. I just said, that's probably what it's referring to.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That does make sense. But after that, we didn't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
We did go and do a little trying to find room 666, which actually does have stories attached to it involving Al Capone and someone who committed suicide in that room. It's now been changed to 667, and I guess has been for quite a while. But the funny part is with that, the 7 is an obvious fix to the 666 because like it's a totally different size. It's not the same font.
Weird. Like it looks like it's supposed. It doesn't look like it's supposed to be there, but it kind of looks like it like fits like the font and everything.
No, it's too big. It doesn't make sense. Yes, it looks like somebody tacked something on there because that's the only 7 they had.
Yeah, fair point.
So it was interesting. Then we walked around. We kind of went to all different floors and walked around. And I turned on the Elmer Bernstein score to Ghostbusters. You know, the dun da da dun da dun da da. You know, and so it was all of the symphonic music that plays throughout it. And I kind of kept going to the ones where they're walking up and down the halls of the hotel. And it's "He Sees Me, Ray." Yeah,
I think he wants to slime me, Ray.
And we never quote movies, but it just felt right at that moment to say
that.
And there were some people who I think got it. They like looked back like, what is that? Oh, my God, it's the Ghostbusters music. It's like, hi, we're having fun. So anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to a caller. Hi.
Hopefully I don't take too long, but when I was a child, we moved into a little town called Minnedosa, Manitoba, and we moved into a wartime house. At that time, I didn't know about ghosts. I was too little to understand, but as I grew up in it, there had been some strange occurrences that I can't really explain to this day. And also, because I was too young, I didn't have the words to tell these stories, these experiences. One particular time, I had a friend sleep over, and we're down in the living room, and we had this big window that faces like a side road, and we slept in the living room, and this car that drove by cast a shadow because we've seen the lights go by the window, cast a shadow of two men. And this was in the middle of the night. So it was the silhouette of two men that went by. They both had duck hunter hats on. That's what we called them. One in the front had a rifle slung on his back, and the guy behind had a huge sack carrying slung over his back. And these two shadows rolled by as the car lights, as the car drove by. As soon as the lights were gone, the shadows disappeared. And my friend told me something afterwards, because we both saw this. She said to me that she noticed that those shadows were from the inside of the house. They appeared at the bottom of the curtain, as well as the shadows that was casted just on the window part. She said that she noticed that they were also on the inside, beneath the wall, and the curtains were, you know, still kind of touching the wall too, because they were shut. So that was one really freaky time in that house. And another time I saw another shadow at a different sleepover at a different time. Someone walked by, and it was completely black. It had no features, and it walked by right into the closet. And well, the next day I went to look to see if there was anything in that closet, but like it walked by our door where we were sleeping on the floor. It walked right by, it made no sound, and it went, like I said, it went into the hall closet. But I looked in there, I was scared, but I, there was nothing in there. But those were two really freaky things that happened. And another time, and I was still very young when this happened, I was tucked into bed to go for sleep at night, and for some reason I happened to just glance across my room, and it was dark, but there was still a hall light on. I saw the head, a decapitated head, appeared in my room. It was across the room, and it was on an old black and white TV. It was right on the top. And it was a man, and the skin was a grayish, pasty white color. The jaw, his jaw hung gaping wide open, and his eyes were bulged out, and they were rolled back like they were looking kind of up, but they were, and there was a big bullet mark right in his forehead, and he had this wiry hair and scraggly on the both sides of his head, but he was bald on the top. I immediately ducked under my covers to hide my eyes, because I wasn't expecting that, to see anything like that. I wasn't thinking about anything. And then when I just prayed, I wished it away. And then I looked up again, and of course it was gone, and that, so I really had a hard time sleeping in that house. And another occasion, the tap water turned on while I was having a bath, and like I was very young when these things happened, and so I didn't really talk about it, and that, because it, I didn't know what to say. And another time too, this happened to my sister as well. At the time, we shared a room and a bunk bed. First, she woke up to hearing, just in our own room, it sounded like a windy tunnel. And she got my mother up, and said, oh, you're just dreaming, you're just having a nightmare, go back to sleep. And once my sister calmed down, she went back to sleep, I was left awake hearing this windy tunnel noise that it echoed through just in our room, because my sister said when she went outside of our room, it wasn't out in the hallway, it was just, you could only hear it in the room. We still don't know what it was. And then another occasion when we were coming home for lunch from school with my dad and my mom and myself, we were in the midst of eating our lunch when all of a sudden this echoing vibration or this sound came from upstairs. And as it got louder, you could start to hear a man laugh. And through the echoes, it just echoed, and it got really loud. And then the next thing I remember was you could hear somebody stomping upstairs and laughing, and there was this echoey, vibrational sound. And this thing started running. And as it ran through the rooms, it stomped. It stomped really loud and really hard, and it was laughing. And all the time, there was this big echo. And it was a really wicked man's laugh. And it went back and forth several times before it stopped. But my dad said, because he was just sitting there, we were all sitting there shocked, he just chalked up and said it was just the pipe, the water pipes, and that. So it made us feel a little better. But it was a couple of strange things that went on. And another time there's footsteps, and there was strange lights. And I think that's about, those were the main scary ones, except for we went to a movie once, and the parents went out to go and visit their friends. But we got back sooner after the movies, and my other sister said she locked the door. But when we got home, the door was wide open. And when we went into the living room, there was these paper-thin, flat frogs. They were kind of sprawled out on the living room rug. And she said she swore up and down that she locked the door. But when we got home, there it was. It was open. And we don't know how, or we haven't an explanation why that happened and why there was these flat frogs. It was kind of creepy. And and one other evening I was watching Elvis Presley's Blue Hawaii, I heard the front door quietly creep open. I could hear the latch unlocking. And then I heard soft shoe footsteps. And then I just got up and went upstairs because it just sounded like somebody was in the porch area, and so I just went upstairs. Well, I was just too little to say anything about it, and not to, I guess I didn't have the words to say that this kind of stuff was going on, and then I noticed it, for some reason, I think I had a paranormal childhood because, well, I've also seen, and not thinking about it either, I've seen, like, see-through small beings in that house, too. They were, as bizarre as it sounds, one time I saw one climb, it was about to climb up on my parents' bed because I was in their room because I was scared, and then I saw a pair of little hands come up, and it was carrying a brick, and this was all see-through, but I could still see it, and it dropped the brick, see-through brick on the the bed, and then it was trying to hoist itself up, and it had a big round face and kind of a wiry looking hair that stuck out, and little eyes and freckles too on the face, a little tiny nose. And I just shut my eyes and wished it away, because it was, you know, that one scared me too, along with some of the other little being that was like light, because I had a flu. And I think I don't know how old I was pretty young. This all happened when I was little. And the little being was standing by my lamp, and it was see-throughy. I called it a fairy, but I was actually scared. And I there again hid my eyes under the covers, because I didn't want to look at it. And so that's why I think my house was haunted, because it was an old wartime house. And plus, I used to have nightmares, and that with people from the war around there. And I was just little, and I didn't understand it. I'll just put it that way. It was quite weird. The shadows and the noises and that. And another time too, I guess my mother was sewing, and she went to go reach for a coffee cup, and it wasn't there. And then she found it later on. It was down in the kitchen, and it was empty. So things like that happened in that place, which was really odd. So, yeah. And plus, too, my friend and I had UFO experiences, too. We've seen a UFO in her backyard, and here we are, just little children again, playing. I was visiting at her place, and we played outside, and I was digging in the gravel under her swing set, and I noticed my friend wasn't around, so I stood up to find out where she went, and here she was standing really still. And so I went over to where she was standing, and I was very puzzled on why, what was going on. And as I approached her, I noticed she had a shocked look on her face, and that she was looking at something in the sky. It was the distant sky above the tree line. And so I went and turned my head to see what she was looking at, and then that's when I saw it too. There was this huge bright white light up in the sky, and it looked like a sun, but it wasn't the sun. And it was still for a while, and then we just stood there and watched it, and then it started moving. It kind of glided, but it made no sound. And then it just drifted off towards the hills, which were in the back of her house. And then we watched it while it just sank behind the hills. Well, because we were little kids, we thought that it was up in the hill. So she ran in, and her brother came out. And like I say again, we were just tiny little kids at the time, and we ran up the hill to go and search for this, whatever that was. But thank God we didn't find anything, because that would have been more scary. So, yeah, so those are a few of my paranormal experiences that I've had in that town, in that house. I've had other experiences in other places, but I think I'm had somehow been very open to things that I now can explain, I think.
Yeah. Lots of experiences there. Lots to unpack. What one stood out to you?
Well, the head on the TV sounded pretty frightening.
Head on the TV.
The decapitated head that she saw on the top of her TV.
Do you think Do you think she saw that? Do you think it was something that was like projecting that in her mind? Do you think she was, you know, or possibly just kind of scared and that's what she saw?
I mean, like, she kind of like really described it. So I'm going to say that she probably saw that.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that she saw that. I just wonder about some of those things when you're a kid, when there's weird imagery that one sees. Because I go back, and I've said this story before, when I watched Thriller far too many times in a row. And then one night I was kind of freaked out to go up to bed, and I swore to God there was the Michael Jackson Thriller character standing in front of the bathroom door, and then there were zombies on the other two doors to my bedroom and my parents' bedroom. And I saw them standing up there, and I remember the imagery to this day. And I was so scared to go upstairs. And then I went up, and it was, nothing happened, obviously. But when I looked up there, I saw that. But I don't ever look at that as paranormal. I look at that as I freaked myself out. And when you're a kid, that's the only time I've ever had that overactive of an imagination. I never seen anything or hallucinated anything in my life ever. I guess that's the only time I could say that I saw that.
I mean, like, if you really think about it, I don't think it, like, small child at her age would be able to even, like, contemplate on what that it would look like.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, like, you were watching the video, like, over and over again. So you had an idea on what that looked like. So I don't know, like...
But memory is flawed, too. Because if she saw it, let's say in her mind at that time, it looked like a cartoon head on the thing. Because that's, her mind was generating it to look like that. And I'm not saying that that's what it was, but let's say it just didn't look right. Because she didn't know what that would look like. As she grows older, every memory is regenerated every single time. It's not perfect. And things can shift and change, and we don't realize it. It's a very flawed system. So my assumption, I think, would be as you grow older, and you know what that looks like, your mind is going to assign it a little more graphic, a little more detailed than what maybe you remember seeing at that age. I don't know. There was obviously a lot of things there. It's just very interesting to kind of dissect bits and pieces to kind of get a better understanding of what was experienced. 855-853-4802 is our number. Let's go to the phones. Hi.
Yes. My name is Dawn, and I was going into my grandma and grandpa's garage. I was working second shift, and my oldest was there at the time, and I was paying my grandma to take care of him. And I walked into the garage, and I didn't turn the light on because I know that garage like the back of my hand. I know exactly where everything is. So I walked right in the garage, and I didn't shut the light off or turn the light on. And as I'm walking into the garage, I'm almost to the door. And all of a sudden I see underneath the window in the garage, there are these two red eyes. And I looked over, I acknowledged them, but I was like, in my head, I'm like, I'm almost, you know, I'm reaching up to grab the door handle at the moment that I see the eyes. So I wasn't really gonna freak out or anything because I was almost to safety, basically. So as I looked over and I saw that, I was reaching for the door, and I grabbed the door, had that thought run through my head, and then from over across the garage to right beside me on the other side where the wall is, where there's a bench, where my hand's reaching the door, the eyes, I didn't look back to see if the eyes were there, but whatever was there traveled from there to right beside me in a like a blink of an eye, and it growled, and it scared the living crap out of me. But I was already, you know, 1 foot going into the house and stuff like that. For as long as I could remember, I always turned the light on in that garage from that point on out. My girlfriend, Amunda is her nickname. She come over, and we got boys about the same age. And my friend Thomas, that's how I met her, was through my friend Thomas. They were dating, and we were doing like a, we were having like a card night, me and all of our friends, you know. getting together, and she brought her son over so our kids could play together and stay the night and stuff like that, and so she could hang out with Thomas and have, you know, one-on-one time. I'd, you know, take care of the babies. And her son just started crying. And when I you know, put him down to bed and stuff like that, and her son just started crying and crying and crying and crying. And he wouldn't stop crying. And I went and got Amunda, and I told her, I was like, hey, the baby's not, you know, he won't stop crying. I really think he needs his mom. So she goes in there, and she's trying to calm him down. She can't calm him down. So she ends up leaving. They end up leaving and going home. And as they end up leaving and going home, she calls me back, not even maybe 20 minutes, and she tells me, she goes, I have to tell you something, and you can't get freaked out about this. You can't judge me. You can't, you know, nothing. And I was like, what? You know? And she said, my son in this little room, this house used to be the slave quarters house to this bigger, it's a museum, and like on the main drag of the street. Well, the slave house is kind of tucked behind it on the other street, but there never used to be a divider. Like, there's a fence up dividing the places now, but they used to be one together. And there's this like fake palm tree that I had in his room to add green into his room for Pop. Well, supposedly my son was in his bed, and I made a bed right beside his bed on the floor for her son. And he said while he was laying there in bed, he saw two red eyes up in that palm tree. And as soon as she told me that, it freaked me out, because I saw for myself. I have seen those two red eyes. So what kind of freaked me out a little was it followed me. My grandma's a very sensitive person. I'm a sensitive. My boys are sensitive. So the crazy part is my grandma doesn't protect herself. I've learned to protect, you know, my kids, basically, because my oldest would talk to me about all kinds of scary things that he was seeing and what was going on around him and stuff like that. So I didn't really comprehend stuff at that time in my life. Stuff like that could follow you home. So I thought it was crazy. But as soon as she said that, I told her, I was like, I believe you, dude. I was like, you don't. And they never came back. They never came back to my house. Her son was so scared that they never came back to our house.
Thoughts on that?
It just really kind of shows like how things can follow you, and you can never be too sure mm-hmm. on what you're safe from. So be careful, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's something that's a cautionary tale, if you will. And I think if I was in that situation and didn't know what was going on or whatnot, I probably wouldn't be going back either. I think it'd be kind of like, yep, I'm good. Thank you. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get yourself access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. It's all there. $5 a month. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Harper, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening. Real Ghost Stories Online.
This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Suite 305 with Lele Pons is brought to you by Duracell. Game day at my house, it's chaos, but the fun kind. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' toys are going off, somebody's blasting music in the kitchen, and suddenly everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep my Duracell batteries stocked. They keep for 12 years in storage, so you know they're really good whenever you need them. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. The Messi level power for all your everyday devices. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready. Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with power boost ingredients for long-lasting performance. So whether you're hosting the whole crew or just trying to survive the halftime chaos, power your devices with the battery brand trusted for all of it, Duracell. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in the store at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do you remember in school when your teacher had a favorite of everything? A favorite marker, a favorite element, and even a favorite student? Who wasn't me, so let's just move on. I want to talk about their real favorite thing, Kleenex tissues. According to teacher lists, Kleenex is the number one facial tissue trusted by teachers. They're silky soft to help prevent skin irritation. And now, with Kleenex Snap and Go, you can take them anywhere. Stock up on the ultimate classroom favorite. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm gonna be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.